Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Has been generated. Their name is Pam Andula. Press any key to connect with Pam. Press any key to connect the call.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
You called me.
You put in a lead for home care services, ma'am?
Yeah, I was going to see what if I could do that.
Absolutely. Do you have any questions? Are you the patient or the caregiver? Talk to me.
I would be the patient, but I don't have anybody that can care for me.
That's okay. The agency can send someone out. No worries. What county do you reside in?
Polk.
Okay, Polk. And do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
Well, let's check to see if you have the eligibility code to submit that referral, okay? Give me 1 second while I open up the system to check for you, okay?
Okay.
What's your first and last name?
Pam Andula.
Pam, P-A-M, as in Mary, is that your legal name? Or is it short for Pamela?
Yes. Oh, it's Pamela.
I need your legal name. Aha, Pamela. And your last name, ma'am?
Andula.
You want to spell that?
A-N-D-U-L-A.
Oh, so you spell it just like you pronounce it. I spelt it. All right.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to chop it up for you. All right. What's your date of birth, ma'am?
10-3-70.
Okay. And your DCN number, also known as your Medicaid ID?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have that on me.
We're going to need it to check eligibility codes. Let me see.
Okay.
And while you at it, since you're up and looking for that, grab something to write with, a notebook, notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to the info I'm going to give you. Okay, Miss Pamela?
Okay. Let's see. It should be on the on my card, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on your MoHealth card.
Okay.
It's the 8-digit MoHealth net number.
Okay. Well, there's a DCN number. Is that what I'm needing?
That's exactly what we're looking for, DCN number.
Okay. 219-06-807.
Okay, that's 219-06-807, correct?
Correct.
All right, let me just check for you your eligibility codes. And if you're eligible, we're going to be assisting you today, Miss Pamela. Miss Pamela, are you in 357 East Highway, VV?
Yes.
Fair Play, Missouri?
Yes.
Is your number still 816-517-2510?
Yes.
Okay. Is that an alternate number to the one on my call ID?
No. It's the same one.
Because on the system itself, it has an 816-517-2510. Do you want to keep that?
That's my number. Yes.
Is that your landline?
It's my cell phone.
Okay, so the one on my call ID, the 314-315-4092?
I don't know where that came from.
Okay. That's probably the referral number. Did you put it online?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why. All right. Let me see. You have an E2 code. E2. Are you blind?
No.
Any issues with vision?
No.
Okay. All right. What we're going to do, I'm going to prep you for the call that we're going to make right now. I need you to write some stuff down, okay?
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So basically what we're going to be doing today is knocking on the state's doors, okay? Just letting them know who you are and that you have a need for home care services. The program that you're seeking to get onto is called the CDS program. That is the program that allows you to hire any friend, family, or trusted loved one. If you don't have one, Deluxe Home Care will assign someone to you. This is the program that allows you to be in control of your care, who's coming in and out your house, all right?
Okay.
So the agency's name is called Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay.
Our agency phone number is 314-501-2500.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine, and my direct number is the same, but ends in 08. So 314-501-2508.
Okay.
We're going to get the state on the line for you. Once the state pops in, I'm going to prompt your Medicaid ID, but you're going to confirm it with the specialist along with any other information that they ask of you. Once they have you pulled up and confirmed, they're going to ask you a series of questions to submit the referral. They're going to ask you your date of birth, your address, your marital status, your living arrangements, okay? Once they have all of that confirmed, they're going to ask you again, what can they help you with? And it's imperative that you say that you are interested in the CDS program. That's short for Consumer okay. Direct Support. Again, that is the program that allows you to be in control of your care, not the state. All right?
Okay.
CDS.
CDS.
They're going to ask you if there's any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, dangerous weapons. If you're a pistol carrier, a licensed pistol carrier, that's none of the state's business, all right? They're going to ask you if there's any infectious diseases, any gang-related activities in or outside of your home. The answer is no to all of that, all right?
Okay.
They're going to ask you, what do you need help with? Everything. You need help with everything. From cooking to meal prepping to cleaning to running errands to doing your laundry, anything personal care scores the highest on the assessment. So anything okay. on your body, like let's say you needed help lifting your leg over the lip of the tub because you're afraid of falling, that's assistance in the restroom, all right?
Okay.
So you must answer yes to personal care questions, because if you don't answer yes to personal care, you will not score high enough to meet the level of care of that they're looking for. Right now they're looking for a level of care that equal to a nursing home facility. That means you need assistance. You cannot be by yourself. All right?
Okay.
This request is going to average anywhere between 10 to 15 business days, not including weekends and holidays, for a state specialist to get a hold of you and schedule the in-home assessment. At that time is when they come into your home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get. All right? They're going to ask you if you have a provider or agency picked out. It's the same word. You're going to tell them yes. You're going to give them Deluxe Home Care's information and my name and number. All right?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Pamela, do you have any questions for me? I'm talking really quickly because we have exactly 8 minutes before the state closes.
Oh, no, I'm good.
You good? I'm going to patch you through, okay? So do you want me to review anything with you? We still got time.
No, but I thought you said it would take 10 to 15 days for them to call me.
To schedule your in-home assessment. What we need to right now is put in the verbal request, letting them know that you are in need of home care services and you're choosing the CDS program.
Okay.
With what agency? Deluxe Home Care.
Yeah, I've got it.
All right. All right, Ms. Pamela, please give me a brief second while I get you through to a state specialist. Please bear with me. It may take me several attempts, okay? If the call drops, I will call you back, all right? Once the recording is done, I'm going to hang up and I'm going to switch over back to you, okay? Please hold.
Okay.
You're next, Ms. Pamela.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received.
Home and Community-Based Services, this is Christina. Are you calling for yourself or for another person?
Myself.
May I have your name and your return phone number, please?
Pamela Andula, 816-517-2510.
I'm sorry, 816-517-2510.
Correct.
Thank you. May I have your DCN or Medicaid number, please, Pamela?
Oh, I put that back away. I didn't know I would need it again. Okay. Uh-oh, I took those. I took those out and forgot to put them back up. Okay. It is 219-068-07.
Thank you. And your date of birth, please.
10-3-70.
Thank you. And are you calling to request to be assessed for in-home services?
Yes.
Let me verify your eligibility. One moment, please. Okay, I do show you have met age and MoHealthNet funding requirements to be assessed for the CDS program, which requires that you hire your own worker, but you can hire a friend or family member to work for you through an agency of your choice. Is this what you're requesting?
Yeah, but I don't have any family or friends that can help me out.
Okay, that is the program you're eligible for. If the agency of your choice has someone for you to hire, that would be between you and the agency and whoever you choose to hire. But are you wanting to go ahead with the referral for the CDS program?
Well, I'll have to talk to a couple people and then I can get back with you.
Okay, Miss Pamela, the call dropped.
Yes.
Miss Pamela, did you get through to a state specialist?
Yes.
The call dropped.
Oh, she probably hung up on me.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Did you complete your referral?
No, because she said the only program that I qualify for, I have a friend or family member to
Right, it's the CDS program. And I remember I told you, tell them that Deluxe is going to, we have aids for you. We're going to staff you.
But she said it's not covered under the insurance.
Yes, it is. It's the CDS program. She said that that's the one that you're eligible for. Mm-hmm. Just tell her yes.
I don't know. Well, I didn't. She hung up on me.
No, I think it just got disconnected. And now it's exactly 3 o'clock, so the center's closed. What I'm going to do is I'm going to submit the referral online for you.
Okay.
You don't need to tell them that you don't have anyone to hire because that's between you and the agency. If you find an agency, which you have, which is Deluxe Home Care, between you and I, if you tell me, Jasmine, I need an aide, I want a female aide between 20 to 25 from 6 in the morning to 7 at night, it's our responsibility to staff you. So you just need to let them know that, yes, you want to move forward with the referral, and, yes, you want the CDS program because that is the program you qualify for.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to submit the referral online. Give me 1 second.
That was good.
Miss Pamela, what are your disabilities?
Mine?
Yes, ma'am.
I have fibromyalgia. I've got what? Oh yeah, arthritis. Oh no. I'd have to think about that because I've had it for so long.
What have you been clinically, medically diagnosed with? What are you on prescription medication for? High blood pressure, diabetes, cancers, arthritis, you said. Any COPDs?
Yeah. Yeah, I have diabetes and I have, what'd you say?
Fibromyalgia.
Yeah. I have problems with my memory.
No, don't talk about memory problems because you don't want to do that. You start saying that you got problems with memory, you're not going to be able to ever self-direct after that because they'll red flag you in the system, meaning you're not coherent to make your own decisions, okay? So if you didn't know that, now you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you've been clinically diagnosed by a neurologist that you have some type of dementia or Alzheimer's, don't speak of memory loss.
Okay.
Let me see what else.
I got problems with my back.
Okay, back problems. Okay, what else?
My sciatica. My legs. Yeah.
What's wrong with your legs?
My legs. I can't walk very far before they start hurting.
Do you have like retention, water retention? There's a word for that, a medical term for that. Do you have anything like that? Are you on prescription medications for it to reduce it? Neuropathy?
Yeah, I'm on medicine.
Is it neuropathy?
I'm on it. Yes.
Okay.
I do on my feet and hands.
What's your nationality? What's your race?
Native American.
Native American? One second.
White, I guess. Caucasian.
Okay, white. I'm just filling in the information. I may be silent for a minute, okay? Just bear with me. It's repetitive. Has the person being referred or a member of their immediate family ever served in the United States Armed Forces?
No.
Okay. Is your mailing address the same as your physical home address?
Yes.
All right. Would you like to list an alternative number other than the one on my call ID? I don't know if I asked you that already. I'm sorry.
No.
Would you like to list an emergency contact?
I don't really have an emergency contact.
Okay, marital status, divorce, married, never married, separated, widowed.
Divorce.
You live alone?
My mom lives, me and my mom live together.
You know you could pay your mom, right? You know your mom could be your caregiver?
Oh, okay.
Any friend, family, or trusted loved one, your mom falls under that category. She can get paid to run your errands, prep your meals, clean your house, do your laundry. Yeah.
Except she can't do any of that.
She cannot?
No.
Okay. Is there anything in the care plan that she can do? Like run your errands? Anything? Because we can put her to do the certain things you want or feel comfortable with her doing, like running your banking errands, I don't know, going picking up your prescription meds, and then we can have an additional aide from the agency go do the cleaning, like the heavy lifting and all the other stuff.
She does laundry.
There you go. So we're going to add her to your care plan, okay? So she could get paid to do your laundry.
And wash dishes.
Yeah, it's part of, we can do that. Or do you feel like your mom can benefit from getting her own aid, like some help at the home for herself? Talk to me, Pamela.
Oh, it would be nice if she could, but she doesn't qualify for that.
She don't have Medicaid?
Mm-hmm. No, she's on Medicare.
Medicare doesn't cover it. Damn it. Has she ever applied?
Mm-hmm.
Try applying for her. They're not denying seniors right now.
With the Medicare?
With the Medicaid. Medicaid is the state-funded program.
Yeah, she can't do Medicaid. She owns too much property.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. What we'll do is we'll just add her to the care plan, okay? All right, I'm on the medical condition. So you said diabetic, fibromyalgia, arthritis. What else you said? Diabetes, fibromyalgia. Yeah. How do you fibro?
F-I-B-R-O-M-Y-A-L-G-I-A.
A-L-G-I-A. Got it. Fibromyalgia, arthritis. Thank you so much for that. Okay, so what else? Any high blood pressure? Cholesterol?
Yeah, high blood pressure. Yeah, I'm diabetic, so my cholesterol is high.
Cholesterol is high. One second, okay, one second. All right, anything else?
I think it's I have an overactive thyroid.
Overactive thyroid? Overactive thyroid, okay.
My back.
Okay, lower, is that lower, upper, or the whole back?
Lower.
Lower back.
I had surgery before.
Lower back surgery, I'm going to put, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you, trip fall risk? Do you trip a lot? Do you fall a lot?
No.
Okay. Are you walking with a walker at all for stability?
No.
Okay.
I have a small house.
Okay. If you forget anything, it's okay. The day of the assessment, you could include any of that stuff. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put you down for essential transportation because they could pay somebody to run your errands and take you to run your errands unless you want to. If your mom takes you, she gets paid for it. All right. Like running your errands and taking you grocery shopping. She could clock in and out and get paid to do that. I'm going to put hands-on personal care for you, household cleaning related tasks. Anything that your mother cannot do for you, I'm going to get someone to do for you. And then the rest she can do herself. All right?
Okay.
What's your mom's first and last name?
Wilma Coker, C-O-K-E-R.
What is it? C-O?
K-E-R.
Got it. All right. Referral has been submitted and the agency will get a hold of you. What's a good number to reach your mom?
499-3527.
And you said Wilma Coker, correct?
Correct.
Wilma, W-I-L-M-A, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, tell Miss Wilma, we said congratulations. She's finally going to get paid to take care of you. Ooh, that's exciting. All right. Submitting the information in now, okay? Welcome to Deluxe Home Care. You have my information. You call me if you need me.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.